Michael, where does this one sit in your CV?
Yeah, I think obviously in my short career as a manager over the last 18 months, this is pretty much the highest point, I would imagine. You know, to come to Arsenal and get through a cup tie is one thing, but to keep a clean sheet and defend as well as we did at times is another. And it's testament to the players.
The keeper and the defence.
Yeah, they did. You know, it was a situation where we knew we were going to have to defend crosses. The way we shape up, you know, I've got two man mountains in the centre of defence, so you know, we make sure that we don't show teams inside too much. We try and show them down the outside and defend crosses, and we do that and we practice that every day in training, so it's no fluke from that point of view. Jake is obviously a young keeper who's got his opportunity this year and took it with both hands, and you know, I've been impressed with his concentration, because it's one thing making a reflex save or a being a so-called shot stopper, but you know, I thought he defended really well as a five rather than a four today. I don't think so. I think obviously you look at the side that played at Brighton in the last round. You know, we had a feeling that they might rest a few of the players. You've got obviously bear in mind they've got a very big game on Tuesday in the Champions League, and you know, regardless of what side they're going to put out, we knew that we were going to concede a lot of possession of the ball. But we're quite happy with that sometimes. You know, I'd like to think I brought a mentality into the football club where, you know, we are hard to beat, we're resilient. And we will be better on the transition at times. We will be better from an attacking point of view, especially when we go and play back in the Championship. But, you know, you respect the opposition, what their strengths, what their weaknesses are, and hopefully a little bit of luck on the day will go your way.
Can you just explain for a moment to us how you, in a short space of time, turned the club around? Is it six matches now unbeaten?
Yeah. I think first and foremost, fundamentally, you know, you don't win games of football without being organised. So I think that's the first thing we've done. And we've made sure that we're very, very hard to beat. Almost, you know, get into the players' heads that take pride in keeping clean sheets, enjoy defending, you know, which a lot of people don't like doing at times. But we've got, you know, four or five players in there who actually enjoy heading the ball, enjoy defending, enjoy putting the body on the line. And we've got a little bit of quality as well, which is important. So, you know, when we do that and we keep our concentration, at times we've got a little bit of quality to hurt teams on the transition.
And can you just talk for a moment about Kazim Rich's boyhood Arsenal fan, obviously there before you got there, I think. But can you tell us what you think of him, please?
Yeah, I mean, Kaz has been fantastic for the last four games, five games maybe. You know, and he's played in a couple of different roles. He's played obviously up front and obviously played in the wide areas, which he's been used to for the majority of his career. Delighted that, you know, he got the reward today that his work has put in over the last few games. Wasn't his greatest of strikes, but in all fairness to him and in his defence, I think obviously he was trying to keep the ball down instead of trying to welly it and so it didn't end up in row Z. And he got the little bit of luck that he deserved. So from his point of view, he's a very powerful man. You know, he's a strong lad. He's actually quite a humble lad. I think he's, you know, misunderstood by a lot of people, and as you say today, you know, he knows when to put a shift in as well.
When does the loan end?
Sorry. At the end of the season.
Yeah. Why do you think there have been so many shocks in the FA Cup this year? Is it one of those years, or is there a sort of underlying reason for it?
I think it could be one of them years, but I think obviously there's a lot of clubs out there now who, say for instance, you know, our example is a great example. You know, we go to Derby in the last round. I've not been at the football club that long, and sometimes it can kickstart what you want to achieve in the league if you're going for an indifferent period, whatever it may be. And sometimes a cup competition comes along at that time, and the emphasis is about probably, you know, making sure that you don't lose the game, and anything can happen. And I think a lot of clubs are in the same mould, and you've only got to, you know, see even in the League Cup competitions as well, the same thing's happened, and you find yourself with a League Two side, obviously, in the final.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, sir. You'll be a quiz question in a few years' time. Who managed three FA Cup sides in one season?
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, you know. Portsmouth, Blackpool, and Blackburn, yeah.
Okay.
in the same season.
Obviously the best.
Well, yeah, of course it is. I mean, obviously the troubles that came with the job in Portsmouth, you know, everyone knows about. You know, my brief stint at Blackpool, I ended up with a 1-1 draw at Craven Cottage in the last round, and obviously then taking the role as Blackburn manager, been lucky enough to go to Derby and winning the last round, and obviously this is just the icing on the top of the cake.
Which club are you going to be in charge of for the quarterfinals?
I certainly hope Blackburn. Yeah, home tie. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you find yourself one game away from a semi-final at Wembley. You know, so I'm sure the players will be desperate to get a Wembley appearance under the belt. So I'm sure they'll be all watching tomorrow to see if we pull out the hat.
Were you expecting more of a kind of back-to-the-wall performance than necessary today than it actually was? Were you surprised at how comfortable it was for most of that game?
I mean, I think we knew at some point that the reinforcements were going to come on. So, you know, I said to the players, I think a few of the players were a little bit frustrated at half time because they felt we could have been better in possession of the ball. And I agreed with them. I think we made a couple of poor decisions. I think we showed them a little bit too much respect when we won the ball back in the first half. But ultimately, you come in at 0-0 and job's done. You know, you would have took that before the game. I think, obviously, in the second half, like I say, it was, you know, when are the reinforcements going to come on? And at that time, to get the goal as we did, I think give everybody a lift, obviously, our away supporters included. And there's one thing hanging on and defending when the game's at 0-0, but I think you get an extra spring in your step when you're defending a lead.
What was the mood in the dressing room, and will that result help you now in the championship itself?
Well, I certainly hope it does help us. I think what we've got to do very, very quickly is, you know, find out who we get in the next round, and then move on very, very quickly, because we've got obviously a game against Hull on Tuesday. Got to bring everyone down, almost a reality check. This is our bread and butter. This is what we're going to be doing for 46 games, and that's the job of myself, the staff, to make sure that we implement that into the players.
Did you tell your players to take heart from Arsenal's defeats to lower teams earlier in the season, Bradford, of course? Mm.
I just asked them to believe that they can win. You know, we talked about it last night. We had a team meeting last night. You know, there's one thing showing up at a game, but it's another showing up actually genuine believing that you could win the game. And even, you know, 2.5 hours before the game, we had another meeting before we left the hotel. And, you know, I pretty much said to the players, look, if there's anyone in this room now who doesn't think we can win the tie, you've pretty much got 2 hours or just over 2 hours to start believing. And as I said to the, you know, anyone who's sat next to you, if you don't think your mate next to you believes that we can win the time, make sure before kick-off at 3 o'clock, he's certainly in a frame of mind where he thinks we can win. And they took it on board and, you know, luckily it come off.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Thank
well
you. Cheers.
Shit, I'm not sure that's what.